Hey everybody, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. This year is indeed the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and in keeping with that, I've written a podcast, a YouTube video that kind of corresponds to a lot of things that are going on. I call it The World of New Normals, Never to be Forgotten. It was the start of a day just like many other days prior. People from all walks of life were rising to get ready, face the new day, and head off to their places of employment. Kids were on their way to school. Others were coming off the night shift and heading home for that much-needed rest. The hustle and bustle of commuters stuck in the perpetual morning traffic, those trying to catch planes and trains, just another normal day. Now, when I say all walks of life, that would include civil service, white-collar, emergency responders, blue-collar, medical types, members of the five branches of the armed forces, and so many others. Now, we get so used to the normal of things, no matter what normal entails, that we forget to remember the what-if of things. What if, and the words that follow, that change that normal to, oh my God. And then suddenly, all that was normal would forever have those foundations shattered. Now, I realize that our world has experienced storms of all kinds, earthquakes, tidal waves, just to name a few. But this day, this event, this moment in time was different. That morning of September 11th, 2001, was one of those days that would go down in history as a day of infamy. During September 11 attacks in 2001, 2,977 people were killed, 19 hijackers committed murder-suicide, and more than 6,000 others were injured. The immediate deaths included 265 on the four planes, 2,606 in the World Trade Center and in the surrounding area, as well as 125 at the Pentagon. Yes. Yes, indeed, those same people from all walks of life aforementioned. The attacks remain the deadliest terrorist act in world history to this day. That day when people lost husbands, wives, sons, daughters, cousins, boyfriends, girlfriends, cousins, and friends. And for a while we were scared, not knowing what could and would possibly happen. People were on edge everywhere. Sorrows and remorse were observed. Revenge was sought, and a new normal came into effect. People had to change the way that they did things in so many ways. Wars were fought. The youth, many of them, rallied and answered the call. Oh, so many of them left young, but came back changed, both mentally and physically. And eventually, we adapted to the new normal and got comfortable. When suddenly, the 2012 Benghazi attack, that was a coordinated attack against two United States government facilities in Benghazi, Libya, by members of the Islamic militant group Ansar al-Sharia. On September 11, 2012, at 9:40 p.m. local time, members of the Ansar al-Sharia attacked the American diplomatic compound in Benghazi, resulting in the deaths of both the United States Ambassador to Libya, J. Christopher Stevens, and U.S. Foreign Service Information Officer, Sean Smith, as well as Tyrone Woods, Glenn Doherty, and many, many others wounded. But alas, politics got in the way, with many fingers pointing in many directions. The war continued, with many more answering the call, and another new normal was created. Time continued to go by, the war continued afar, politics continued to dictate life, as well as the rise of revolutionary groups in the U.S., and for the most part, the silent majority remained silent. Many new normals were being created in what seemed like a daily basis. With the arrival of 2020 came the dreaded COVID and the argument as to where it had originated. Again, politics and finger pointing. Nothing like this had occurred since the end of World War I. Millions around the world would be impacted, and many millions would die and continue to die from it. To wear a mask or not to wear? That was the question. To get shots or not to get them? That was the question. Panic and constantly changing information. So many new normals were being created as a result of the pandemic situation. And here we are in the year 2021. The COVID continues and people are adapting to new normals. But more importantly, 2021 is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So it was decided to bring the war to an end, wondering how many actually remembered that there was indeed a war still going on. A war that lasted a generation with over 2,372 U.S. military killed and thousands upon thousands wounded. So many new normals were created as many families had to adapt to being Gold Star families or having family members who came back missing parts or parts of their bodies. And to top it off, once again, politics got in the way and the final withdrawal from the war went anything but smooth. And successful is still anything but settled. 13 more military personnel unnecessarily lost their lives. Now, remembering not to forget about 9/11 and how the withdrawal and consequences that arose from the outcome of this withdrawal, many are starting to wonder, will 9/11 come and go quietly? Or so what new normals will be created from all of this? Only time will tell. I close by remembering all who went by just recently, the 13. Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover, USMC, United States Marine Corps. Sergeant Johanny Rosario Picardo, USMC. Corporal Hunter Lopez, USMC. Corporal Dagan W. Page, USMC. Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez, USMC. Lance Corporal David Espinoza, USMC. Lance Corporal Jared M. Schmitz, USMC. Lance Corporal Riley J. McCollum, USMC. Lance Corporal Dylan R. Marola, USMC. Lance Corporal Kareem N. Nikwai, USMC. Navy Hospitalman Maxton W. Soviak, and Staff Sergeant Ryan C. Naus, U.S. Army. So many things to remember, so many things not to forget. Yes, indeed, we live in this new world of new normals. And also to remember, leave no one behind. So that's it, my rendition for 9/11 for the 20th anniversary. I've published other postings in the past about 9/11. You can find them on the Bermuda Bob Show and Intentional Growth Coaching on the podcasts of Apple iTunes and other venues. But let's remember not to forget. And let's remember all those who made the sacrifice and sacrifices. Until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. Leave no one behind.